Episode 101, what is sponsored content and when to use it?
Welcome to the PR Playbook Podcast, the only podcast giving you actionable skills and advice you need to execute a strategic PR program. Warning, what you hear next may lead to brand awareness and increased sales and customer exposure. Now here's your host, Ringini Joshua.
Hello and welcome to episode 101. That's right. It's the start of a new chapter, but we are still continuing our journey of PR. So I'm glad that you guys are still with me. So today we're going to talk about sponsored content and when to use it. In today's world, content is still king, just like everything else. Except the paradigm has shifted a little bit and how we use content has changed. Earned content, which is typical for what us PR people do, is when we pitch a journalist and they write about your story and it's an editorial placement. But sponsored content is something that you can generate and control the narrative. So I wanted to talk about ways that you can create sponsored content that will seem like it's earned and be a little bit more organic and get you better benefits. Now, almost every media outlet actually does sponsor content. Sometimes you may notice that it says sponsored content on there. It might say sponsored by a company. So when you're looking at articles and you're looking at the person who wrote it, just take a look and see if it's sponsored. You might find a section of the media outlet that's sponsored. But I know Mashable has a lot of sponsored content. TechCrunch has a lot of sponsored content. Most media outlets will have sponsored content. And I think it's very interesting to me because a lot of people come to me and say, hey, Ringini, how did my competitor get into this media outlet? They do the same thing we do. Like, why is it so hard for us? And then I'll go back and look and I'll notice that, oh, it's sponsored content. They just didn't realize it. So I'm actually working on a sponsored content piece right now. And the CEO of the company that we're working with, he was so enamored with this piece of content. And when I looked into it further, I realized it was sponsored and they worked with the editorial department and the marketing department of the media outlet to get that piece written. So a lot of times you have to do a little bit of digging and you would never know it. And it's guised as regular earned media, which is probably a good thing, right? So what you want to know is that when you do create any kind of sponsored content, you want it to look as if it's an educational piece, something people should pay attention to, something people want to read. If you craft it like a marketing or sales advertisement, then it's more likely that people are going to overlook the content. So I just wanted to go over quickly 5 best practices in creating sponsored content. So number 1, tell your story and stay authentic. So make sure that it sounds like a story, like a storytelling, like put yourself in the shoes of the journalist and pretend like these are your readers. What would you tell them? And why is it important? Number 2, make it relevant. Along with relevancy is timeliness. So you want to make it relevant and timely. And I feel like that should speak for itself. Offer up good advice and digestible tips. So whenever you give away something for free, it often is pretty good omen for you to get something back. These people are going to come back to get more content from you. Or maybe they're going to request more content. Maybe they're going to say, hey, who wrote that? Maybe they're going to inquire further. So when you offer up good advice and digestible tips, things that people can use in their day-to-day life, it's always a lot better. No hard selling. And I hope this goes without selling. But no hard selling. You want to really let people come to the conclusion on their own that they need to learn more from you or that they need what you're giving them. Last but not least, give people some homework. And this is my favorite thing to do. I love giving people homework because I really want them to learn. And I like getting homework because I want to learn. So if you give them a little bit of homework, and it puts them in your shoes and it gives them a little perspective on what you do, why you do it. Maybe it's a product. Maybe it's try this product. Maybe it's try this method. Maybe it's this is how we do things. You should try it yourself. So give them a little bit of homework And then, of course, always leave some kind of, you know, information so they can reach out to you. So my five best practices for sponsored content is: tell your story and stay authentic, make it relevant and timely, offer up some good advice and digestible tips, no hard selling, and give people homework. The last thing I want to talk about before we sign off today is when to use sponsored content. Now, I've used sponsored content a number of different times. One of them is when we're having trouble getting through to the media. There's a number of reasons you might not be able to get through. It could be timeliness. It could be they're busy. It could be world events. It could be, you know, during coronavirus, it was almost impossible to get a hold of everybody because they were at home having challenges, you know, with their families. And it's just really hard to break through the loudness of coronavirus and COVID and the stay-at-home initial, you know, change in work structure. Now there's been some new world events and there's a lot of people focusing on writing about that. And so a lot of media outlets you should keep in mind have been short-staffed over the last couple of years. They've had to cut back on costs, so they have more freelance staff. So when you're finding it hard to break through the traditional media, or if you have a really specific story and narrative that you want to share, those are the two times that I would really focus on potentially leveraging sponsored content. And then make sure that you're putting this sponsored content in a relevant media publication where the people that you're trying to reach actually read that. So a lot of times I get people coming to me and saying they have a wish list, but the wish list is just kind of, it's a wish list that sounds nice, but not a wish list that makes sense. So make sure that the audience that you're trying to reach, the audience that are going to be your key decision makers for whatever you do, are reading the publication that you're placing the sponsored content in. Now, I'll tell you also, last but not least, is that sponsored content ranges in price. You can find sponsored content starting at about $2,500, going all the way up to $60,000, depending on what kind of media outlet. And when I say 60, I'm talking about like something upper, like a Rolling Stone or The Verge or The Mashable. You're looking at programs that start at about 60. Now, you can also negotiate campaigns with these different media outlets. So I would encourage you to look at it because no campaign is the same, and you could probably get a lot of different types of pricing for it, but that's kind of the range. So the more in demand your media outlet is, like let's say a Wall Street Journal, it's going to be at the higher end. And then if it's more niche and vertical, it's probably going to be like at the lower end of like 2,500. So that's kind of the range that I've seen most sponsored content sit at, but it's just good for you to kind of get a gauge on what the pricing looks like, when you should use it, which again is when you have difficulty getting through the media and you really want to get your story out there, or you have a very specific brand narrative that you want to tell. And then last but not least, those best practices I shared with you earlier. I hope this was helpful. Again, what is sponsored content and when to use it? If you have any other questions, feel free to drop me a line, Ronjini@thesilvertelegram.com, and hope to see you next time. Thanks.